Walter, something's been troubling me recently and I'd like to discuss it with you. The paper isn't selling as well as it used to and we need to do something about it. I've been thinking about including colour photos.
Well, that'd put the cost up a bit, at least for us, but I think it would make the paper seem more attractive. Perhaps we should just reserve it for the front page, though. Otherwise, all the money we make from increased sales will go on increased costs.
I'll have to find out just how it will affect costs before making a final decision, of course, but it's definitely something to think about.
Another thing that might get the reader's interest is a weekly feature about local people. I don't mean those that are in the news anyway, but a section that focuses on people who live around here and have an unusual or interesting hobby, for example, or want to share stories of their travels, that kind of thing.
That's not a bad idea. We could invite readers to contact us about anyone they think we should feature.
Or about themselves if they wanted to.
There's a man who lives near me who has the most amazing back garden. He's created the most perfect Japanese garden there, complete with a little stream and a bridge and a willow tree. There's even a pagoda. He's the kind of person we could interview for the local people feature.
There's only one problem. We already have a one-page gardening feature, and this story belongs there.
I hadn't thought of that. Talking of our gardening feature, I've decided to add an extra page to it. According to the survey we carried out recently, it's clearly one of the most popular parts of the paper.
I can't remember the results of the reader survey, but I bet the gardening section is most popular with the over 50s.
Actually, it was popular with all age groups apart from the 18 to 25s. That's why we should focus on improving it.
Well, I haven't exactly got green fingers myself, so I'm not the best person to make suggestions, but some kind of contest might be a good idea.
I'd already thought of that. I've got Susan working on it now. When she's come up with some ideas, the three of us can sit down together and decide which ones are most likely to get people buying the paper again.
If we offered reduced rates to the garden centres that place adverts with us, we might be able to persuade them to contribute some items readers can win, like lawnmowers and stuff.
I'll get Jeff to contact some of the relevant companies. Now, what do you think we could do to attract younger people to the paper?
Fashion and music are the obvious areas to focus on, but we need to do it in a way that will appeal. What about buying some of the magazines that are popular with people in their late teens and early 20s and going through them to see what they're like?
Borrow some ideas from them, you mean? I'll get Jane to pick up some magazines for us. Her parents run a newsagent, so they'll know what sells.
Great idea.